B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, everybody sit tight. We're going to get to the lines in just a moment. You want to get in? You can get in now at 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It is 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, a little Bring the Heat action. Bring the Heat, always a blast. Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Your heating system isn't evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Coming to a Lululemon store near you is the new sport casual jacket from the same maker as the members only jacket from the 1980s. It's the new flyers only jacket, now available at Amazon Prime, or go to FugazeElitistFans.com.
That's awesome.
I gotta tell you.
That's awesome.
That is, that's really brilliant. I don't like the message.
But it's awesome.
I don't like what it says. However, if I just say it's directed at just a couple of folks, it's so well done. Wow.
We gotta get that guy in studio.
Play off of a member's own. It's brilliant.
We gotta talk to that man.
No, he's smart. He's witty, creative, my kind of guy.
I hate the fact that I don't even know his name.
No. Did you ever left his name?
I don't know. Sir, please leave a message with your name on it. Or just call 610-632-0975.
Yeah, I'm curious where he's from.
I would like to talk to him.
You know, it's amazing because he's terrific. You know, he's a great essayist. It's amazing.
Call in, please.
This 76er season has been so unbelievable. I mean, these injuries that affected Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid has really, really threw a wrench in what the Sixers are trying to do. But in all this stuff, sometimes you find diamonds in the rough. And Shake Milton has been a diamond in the rough. Look, if we wind up having to play Miami, it's going to be a tough series. And we're terrible on the road. But, you know, I'm behind my Sixers no matter what.
I hope so. I hope you are. I believe you are. Another guy I want to meet. Another Bring the Heat vet.
I think I know his name.
You do?
I think they call him Frenchie.
Oh, wow. That's a great name, Frenchie.
He called in once. Frenchie, I owe Frenchie one because there was a day where...
he called what, the show?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was like 2 years ago. There was, what else, new engineer?
Frenchie called?
Engineer screwed up something. They deleted the Bring the Heat calls for that day 5 minutes before the segment. So we had to say, hey, can you guys help us out here? We're going to do Bring the Heat Live today. And he was the first one to call.
I like Frenchie.
So I'm a big fan.
Frenchie used to call the BNC.
Yes, he did. He's a sound-off man, too.
Is he really?
Yes, he does. Yes.
He's a triple threat?
Yes, he is. Does the hat trick daily.
Ben Simmons back. Joel Embiid's shoulder and finger. Josh Richardson's concussion. And the bro stealing the coffee bean. Is that a coincidence? I think not. The bro's fault. He needs to be punished.
Wow, the bro's fault. Can you blame Sixer woes on the bro? Well, then what's wrong with his ankle?
So apparently, I didn't hear the full story, but he went to the daycare to pick up his lovely daughter, and I think he tripped. And I saw it. Did you see it?
No.
Oh my God, dude! It's 2-3 times the size of his other ankle.
Oh, did he roll it?
I guess it may be broken.
Sometimes, though, you know how that works, where wow, who knows?
I was an idiot once, and I played. I used to work at the rec courts.
Yeah.
At Temple. And I got off my shift. And I didn't have my basketball sneakers, but I still played. And I played in my my running shoes.
No, it's the worst.
And what do you know? I land on somebody's ankle.
You roll it.
And ballooned up
to where the ankle, like that part of your ankle, pushes over the low top of the sneaker.
Yes. Yeah, and then as soon as I took the shoe off, swollen. It got even worse.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it swells over it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Can't wear.
Go running sneaks in basketball.
No, your feet, bad. I got such issues from all those.
Yeah, oh my God.
My other Achilles, waiting to go.
It's waiting to pop?
No, I felt it before. I actually was thinking about popping it to get it over with.
Oh,
to then try to get back into get back into real shape because I'm not.
Excuse me.
Just pop it and, you know, endure 6 months, really 8 months, because I did the other one.
Yes.
Then I have the two cadaver tendons, like bionic tendons, and I'll be good to go.
Wait, let me ask you. You're having a doctor pop it for you, right?
I'm going to wake up without stretch it and just try to burst.
Wait, so you're going to go to the track and do your 40 time? Opening that just pops on you?
Yeah, the only thing, I don't have the guts to do it. One day I woke up and was like, I should just do that now. Just get it over with. The only problem is that it's my right foot. I did my left foot, my right one, to drive with. So I have to have you drive me around.
I'll come pick you up.
All right.
All right, so I have a little rhyme for the midday show. My guy Milton out here shaking and baking. I'm feeling that 6-man spot should be permanently taken. 10, 9, 8, 76ers. I'm feeling a win streak coming on.
I would love that. I really would. I would love it. I would love it.
It's not starting tonight.
I know. I feel forlorn.
That was AJ, by the way. I love AJ.
So do I.
She's awesome.
She's great.
But, yeah, I'm sorry.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. I just don't feel it.
Plus, Shake's not the sixth man right now.
Yeah.
He's the starter.
Yeah.
Tony Romo gets $17 million a year as an analyst. Good for him. Maybe Dak can do that.
I like it.
How about that? 17 mil for Romo in the booth?
Yeah, we talked about
that. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And Schefter put out a report on Saturday that 3-year deal could turn to 10.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something in the conversation. It could jump from 3 to 10.
But does he I think he's great, but does he mean all that?
No. And I said this to Jamie on Saturday. If you, and I know we don't like Chris Collinsworth, but if you watched Collinsworth or listened to him closely last year, he started doing the predicting of the plays, and I think...
Yeah, he was biting off of Tony.
People are going to start doing that, but you're also going to find out Romo was just smart to start doing it first, but they all know. Like, Collinsworth knows everything that's happening on that field.
Not as much as Tony. Tony!
I don't know. I don't know if Tony's really this genius. Compared to the other guys that do it, obviously he knows 1,000 times more than I do.
I go Tony over. Tony greater than Collinsworth.
Yeah, I agree.
In football smarts.
Okay. Okay. But I'm just saying,
I don't know that Aikman cares anymore about that stuff.
I think you're right.
The only time Troy gets excited is when wrestling comes up.
Yeah, he talks Hulk Hogan or whatever. Was that what it was?
He gets fired up. He's done it like 3 times. Anytime like Hulk Hogan or wrestling comes up, he gets fired up.
great.
It is great.
Yo, Cuz, yo, Jonas, being a Phillies fan, is it me or is Reese Hoskins not playing? I mean, I've been looking at box scores and I can't find him having any at bats or anything like that. Did I miss something?
No.
He plays here and there.
You know, he hasn't played much.
Not really making an impact.
No, but, you know, it's a couple, you can't look at spring. But he hasn't been in the lineup all that much.
I still think he's that great. Just saying.
You don't think he's that great?
Who, Hoskins? No.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 180 bad. But I don't... That Hoskins that we saw when he started...
You say anomaly.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Well, remember, I said to you last year, I would love it if he turned into Pat Burrell. Give me close to 30 home runs. Give me somewhere between 80 and 100 RBIs. You hit 240, 250, so be it.
Wow. Burrell.
Yep. I don't think
he's.
I don't think Hoskins is 300 hitter.
Wow.
No, on base percentage, cool, but you're my four hitter. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Don't I want you to do a little more than just walk.
Yeah.
Especially when you have nobody behind you.
I know.
Now they do with Real Muto, but.
No, it's terrible. Wow. Mm-hmm. Pat Burrell.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Pat Burrell was also a big piece in that 08.
Yeah.
Not the biggest.
Yeah.
G'day, Mike. Ben Simmons is back here.
Yo, this is Joel Embiid's shoulder.
We were supposed to go on excursion today, but we couldn't get along. So we've decided that we will be sending Joel Embiid's shoulder back.
Yo, I can't wait to come home.
But I will be staying here.
Oh, my God, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Does a great job.
His Aussie accent is tremendous. Tremendous.
Yeah, because a lot of people can do the good day, mate, but then he keeps going, right? It's being able to sustain it.
Tremendous.
Like when people try to do other people's voices, they go to like the three words that they can say. Like good day, mate. You know, the
good day, mate.
Balma for Brett Brown. But to be able to continue.
You're right. That's the test.
That's how you know he's good.
Getting the accent down. Yeah, I agree. And his accent is spot on. Spot on. Great stuff.
Yo, cuz. I'm just disgusted just like you are, man. If you're from Philly, you support all Philly teams.
Thanks, brother.
When they win, you win. That's all I got to say about that. Andrew, ask Tyrone to borrow Shake Dillon song. So you can play it.
Oh, that's right. Ty does have a song.
I love it.
Shake.
Ask Tyrone to bar the Shake song to play.
I think it may be that.
Yeah. Keep it going.
That's how long. That's it. It's an 8-second spot.
All right, one more of that. Shake.
I got one more. We really do need the Philly sports god to help us out.
The devil's back again.
Yeah, I know.
He's killing us, man. The devil's... Go away, devil. Go
away. Me, the devil. Uh-oh. The Sixers now the 16th. Going to play the Celtics in the first round. Tatum's going to average over 25-plus points. And the Sixers are out in 5 games. Did you see Eflin last night? That gas can as he burns in my inferno. You're welcome, Phillies fans.
Well, he turned Canadian at the end.
I heard that.
He turned Canadian. The devil. Phillies fans.
You're welcome, Phillies fans.
You're welcome. He turned Canadian. The devil's Canadian. He's tipped off. Oh, come on. The devil's masquerading as a Canadian.
Oh, no. That means he's coming for the Flyers next.
Oh, can't touch the Flyers, man. Stay away, devil. Stay away. Eflin. First of all, I wish Eflin would pitch in hell. I would trade him to hell.
Come on, you can't trade him to hell. Who are you getting returned?
Seriously, I would trade him to hell.
You're getting your soul back?
Yes. Oh, my
Zach
God.
Zach Eflin in the first round pick for our 2017 Eagles soul.
Dude, what in the world? Let me ask you a question. Seriously. Okay. What in the world? Why is he still around? Eflin.
Because he's better than Pivetta and Velasquez? Dude, he's not, fill your rotation?
He's not better than those two. They're all the same guy. Eflin.
They're excited for him this year.
I hate Eflin.
Because the Price, the new pitching coach, he's a believer in allowing people to go low and away, whereas Chris Young, guy with zero experience and had no idea what he was doing, said that you should go fastballs up. And when you're throwing
fastballs up,
when you're throwing 94
equals fastballs out.
But yeah, if you're throwing 94 miles per hour, you're trying to go up in the zone. Plus, guys like Pivetta, who are still trying to learn the pitch in the league, don't know how to hit their spots very well.
No.
And then all of a sudden they throw it. It's not up.
Yeah.
It's right down the pipe.
Yeah.
I think we got our guy.
Wow. Let me get to him. Hold on, Nikki. Let me get to Frank. Hang on, Nick. You'll get in on this segment. Frankie. Hello, Frank.
Oh, my God. This is groundbreaking. My daughters keep calling in. I keep deleting them. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
Dude, you're the greatest, Frank.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Andrew, I don't know. I just put chapstick on. Let me kiss your ass first. All right. Andrew, where are you?
Hello.
Yeah, you're dynamite. You know, I miss Jason, but you stepped in big time, and I appreciate you because you get me on. And you're just Philly, man. You got it flowing. You got all the sports flowing through your veins. As a matter of fact, I'm pulling up an Ottoman and opening up an IPA, but whatever. Andrew, I added some more characters, but maybe I've got too many characters going on. I don't know.
You just keep doing you, Frank.
Frank, I got to tell you, what do you do for a living? You're very bright.
I own a construction company. I had a cup of coffee at Villanova, then I became apathetic. Little lacrosse party issue. But anyway.
You're an entrepreneur.
I got something to battle that Un Diablo bastard.
Oh, yeah?
Mikey the Archangelo.
Yes.
Andrew, check it out. I left it early.
Oh, here, Mikey the Archangelo.
Did you ask? Yeah, it's kind of like it's a wise guy voice, and it's about a... Anyway.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You're very creative.
Well, thank you. My girls, yeah, they tell me I got them all saved, so I have a folder of them. But, Ant, this show today is outrageous. I was going to try to call in, but I have the attention span of a gnat, so, you know.
I never would have guessed it.
Thank you. And Nate got me on real quick, so I thank him, too. But it's really...
That's the least we can do. You every day, you know, you're with us, and you leave just... people don't understand. It takes thought. And you're really good at it. Like, trust me, I've been around this dude for a while, right? And I'm a creative soul, and I know when it's bad. You're good all the time. That takes work. I swung and missed a lot.
I'm welling up. I do my best thoughts around 5:30 a.m. I just put the... I was about to curse. Put that stuff down on paper, and yeah, so it's awesome. And I appreciate you guys. Andrew, it's up to you. It might not be worthy, but check out Mikey Archangelo. And I did a Manny the Maloiks last week.
That's awesome. Archangelo was awesome. People don't know that Saint Michael was the one that would slay the devil. And, you know, for those people not of the Catholic faith. You know, it's all. Listen, Frank, you do such a good job. Would you like to be our guest at Knockout?
I have bad wheels, or am I just a spectator?
You could play it. You can give it to your daughter. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you, can, bring, you can bring your daughter.
Yeah, you get a pair of tickets.
And you get a pair of tickets to the Sixers Raptors.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hey, you guys doing the meet the, weren't you going to do something this week?
Yeah, so we were just talking about it. We're going to do beers on, it's either Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to have an announcement tomorrow. So we're just going to, it's going to be next week. Next Tuesday or Wednesday, we'll have tomorrow we'll have the date and the place.
You're going to do beer, so you had me at hello.
Yeah, we're going to do literally happy hour. We're going to pick a bar. This is not about the station. This is me and Tunis wanting to come and hang and have a couple of Guinnesses. You know what I mean? That's it.
I'm in.
All right, good. All right, Frankie. Hold on. Listen, you won. You got the Sixers knockout. Fanatic Sixers knockout tourney is back. That's right. We're giving you a chance to play knockout in the Sixers court Wednesday, March 18th. Score a pair of tickets to Sixers Raptors. After the game, you'll experience what it feels like to play on the hardwood at the Wells Fargo Center. For your chance to win, keep listening all week long, presented by Truemark Financial, the only place to get the official Sixers credit card and enjoy exclusive Sixers experiences, merchandise, and more. Visit TRUMARK.com to learn more and apply. Yeah, we love our... The people that call and you know, contribute to the BNC line, like, we love it. And you know, Judas is fantastic. And he's right there with me. And so we're going to get some beers. We're going to give you an announcement tomorrow of where we're going to be. And again, this is, you know, nothing official. It's not station. It's just me and Judas. We've been putting it off. We're like, we want to go. We want to do it. We want people to come hang out. And everybody just puts 20 on the bar, and it's low key and not official, and we just BS.
Yeah, it's cool because people will come up. Somebody came up to me when we were at the auto show a few weeks ago, and the guy said, "Oh my God, it's so great to put the, you know, the face to the voice." It's the same thing for us. Like, I love, like, you know, I've never met Nick in Collegeville in person, right? I never met Aaron in West Philly in person, who we speak to almost every single day. But I know their voice. Like, I guarantee you, if I'm driving and I just tune in and I hear them talking, I know who it is because I know their voice. But that's something that, like, I would like to do is with the face of the voice, not just for them to us, but for me to them, for you to them.
I mean, we love these people.
Oh, yeah.
We really do. You know, everybody that calls and, like, you know, Bilal. Started with Bilal. Like, I remember, like, I was like, man, my man's been calling me 20 years. I always look forward to him. Like, he would call up, I'd go, my man, there's a lot of guys like that. Lewis and Penn Salkin and you name it. Like, all the guys. Jay West Philly, all my boy, like, all the guys. My boy Germantown. Like, you know, there's so many. Jack in South Philly, couple guys in Marlton, couple Westchester.
Yeah, Brian in Westchester.
Yeah, I like them. Like all these people that call all the time, you know, you forge a relationship with. It's fun. You just, you know, it's a part of talking sports.
I mean, you had
one's on the line now.
You had somebody wishing Massimo a happy birthday yesterday. Like, how cool is that?
Well, it really is. It's a blessing. Like, here's the thing. I'm going to just be truly real. Like, whatever. That's how we are on the show. So, I love talking Philadelphia sports. I've never really wanted to be a broadcaster, right? I always wanted to be a writer. And so I stumbled into this because it's a very rewarding field, and it's, you know, you can pay the bills, unlike writing, right? And there is something about this that I fell in love with. Like, writing is kind of in my soul, but this medium and the warmth that it provides is a thing of love. Like, even all the guys on Twitter, like, that we go back and forth, we read everything, we see everything, and all the fun and good, and, you know, ball breaking, and it's cool. It's just something about it that, you know, doing it in your hometown with friends and family and neighbors, I include, like, the whole, it's like we're the biggest small town. So there's a warmth that is awesome. And we saw it during the parade, man. That Eagles parade and all those conversations. Just amazing. Amazing. And so it's a gift. It's truly honest. Like to be able to do this and talk to people like that, and that you've experienced this.
Oh, totally.
And the people, you fall in love with these people.
You do. And the thing is, I think we're all here to genuinely enjoy it. At least we should be.
It's a gift. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
But I mean, like, enjoy the teams together.
Exactly. Well, that's the point.
Right. We should be here to enjoy it together.
Right.
But for some reason, sometimes.
Yeah, but that's human nature. You get through that. You get past that. And as long as you keep everyone on course, you know, you get through it. It's a beautiful, it's Philadelphia. It's part of the culture of this town, how the people are. I mean, that's who we are.
By the way, we have the other Frank call. We'll play that coming up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Matt Marlowe helped us out.
We also get Nikki up coming up next. Nikki, you're one of those people.
Yep. Thank you, man. I hope it's next Wednesday, man. I got an event Thursday. I'd be sad if I couldn't be there.
Oh, yeah. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday. I just have to check.
Oh, cool, good, good. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. We need to check. Yeah, we'll announce it tomorrow. All right. Hold on, though. Okay, I got to take a break. Hold on. See, this is, it's as organic as it gets, which is how it should be. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, it's 1:32, hanging out. And we got, let's face it, tonight, Sixer game, kind of a bummer, but, you know, it would be awesome if everybody was playing tonight. We had Sixer Lakers, Flyers, Caps tomorrow. Like, that's boom, boom.
It would be awesome. But
I love my West Coast sport, basketball, baseball. I'm a big West Coast fan. This way, you know, I like to stay up late.
I have a feeling the Lakers cover the 12, too.
Yeah, I think they win by 30. You know? Yeah, like, that's what you.
Like, I think the Clippers game was like an anomaly there, that they kept it close. And
yeah, no, I think it's a route. No, I do. I hate to say it.
And
it
sucks.
It sucks to say it. But without Josh Richardson, I don't know how they keep it close.
I could see a 125 to 97 kind of score.
Yeah. Yeah, because Shake's not going to do what he did the other day. Korkmaz freezes up on the road. I mean,
you got Al.
GR3 is you know, mutt.
Big disappointment.
You know, I mean, I think Al.
Maybe Burks plays well because he's back out west.
I think Al gets his.
12 and a half.
He's got to score 13 points.
That's what I said the other night.
He will.
That's what I said against the Cavs.
He will. Unless it's a route early and he plays like 20 minutes.
I took Al Horford at what, 10 and a half? Against the Cavs, and Embiid goes out 7 minutes in, and he gets 10.
Yeah, dude, that's insane. That's insane. That's just not right.
I do.
No, that's insane. I agree with that. Let me get Nikki up here. Nikki!
Tunis, you pissed off the gambling gods. That game was crazy. There's no way that's supposed to be over 13 easy.
It should be.
Up, guys? Yeah, that game he should have had that in the first half. Because you all go with that with 7 minutes. You
exactly.
Know, that was ridiculous.
That's insane.
Insane. And when you do pop your Achilles, make sure you don't do it in front of Little Ant and Moss. And if you do, just don't cry. You just gotta be tough it out. All right, you gotta tough it out. You know?
Now listen, my Mossy's tough, man. I can't do it in front of him. I couldn't do that in front
of
him.
Oh, you can't. No, no.
No, he's the kid who's always punching.
Oh, he's you. He's you then.
Yes.
He's you at 11 years old or whatever.
Right.
How old is he now?
He's seven. Yeah.
Seven. Yeah. Okay.
Right. He's always punching the big one. And the big one's yelling. I'm going, dude, you can't be bullied by a 7 year old. Especially when he's 5 foot six with wears a 10 shoe.
Right.
Yeah, 5'3". Yeah.
Listen, real quick about the 4 for 4. Yeah, you can't be a fraction. You can't be 1 for 3, 1 for 4, 2 for 4. You can't be any of that. Like the one caller said, you got to be a whole number. You got to be 1 for 1. You should be 4 for 4. But if you don't want to be 4 for 4, then you have to be 2 for 2 or 3 for 3. You can't be at 3/4. Can't be at 3/4 or 2/3, because that's just a straight violation. That's geographical violation.
Right. And I think what people were talking about was just because they're not into that sport doesn't mean it still counts as a hometown. Like, unless if you're not a hockey fan, right?
Right.
But that's one thing. Flyers, if the Flyers get in the playoffs, most human nature, they're in.
Right.
They're why? Start watching. Yeah. Like, cool. Like, you know, whatever. I'm in, I'm watching it and root for my team. Because ultimately, you're a sports guy, right?
Right. Exactly.
Now, as long as you're not rooting for the Devils, then you're a 4 for 4 guy.
Right. Right. Let me ask you a question. What's the smaller, more elitist group? Is it the 2% Villanova that hates everybody in the area, or is it the 2% Flyer guys that won't let us, you know, who try to tell us we're not allowed where we've been already because they're 22 years old and we've been doing this for 50 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. I get you. I do. And that's why, it's a small minority. And I try, I try my best to try to sway them, though, to let them open their arms.
Yeah,
it's more fun when you open your arms.
It's love. Love is wonderful.
Yes.
Nobody loves hate. Tunis, forget about the Twitter, the 2% Twitter people. They're 2%ers.
Tunis every once in a while gets sidetracked by that.
Yeah. Listen, the Corona thing. You know, I'm in and out of bars and restaurants 24/7 in the tri-state area. And look, the one thing I would say 98% of all these restaurants do a good job. They have really good equipment. So you don't have to worry about your plates, your dishes, your glasses having any kind of virus on. But you got to be afraid of kind of the bar. You know, we're more bar dwellers. We'd rather have some appetizers and a beer at the bar than sit down and have a dinner at a table. So you just kind of make sure they wipe down your area. And one thing I never do, I never unroll my silverware out of the nice handkerchief, the nice cloth handkerchief, that they wrap it in, and then place it right on the bar. I always ask for another
cotton.
And put the silverware
for the lap,
there,
right?
And put one for the lap.
Yes, agree.
My cell phone, and you know, like my cell phone, keys, and wallet, they go on something else. Also, they need a coaster because they don't touch anything.
Well, you know what? Smart about the phone, because the phone is a, you want to talk about a petri dish?
Yeah. Like the doc said, the phone's worse than the hand.
Yes.
Because the phone's touching the hand, touching surfaces.
Yeah.
Going in your, so it's worse.
No, it's weird. I got to tell you, the scary thing about it is how it's the reaction, right? It's a societal reaction of the virus. Yeah. Like, right. Oh, my God, we're going to go. It's like you can see people fighting over cases of water.
It's like a movie. It's like a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of European teams either had games with no fans in the stadium. They closed it down to fans. And Italy, all the northern Italian teams, Juventus, Torino, all them, they canceled their soccer games this weekend. Because Italy has the highest.
Outside of Asia, the highest.
Yeah. And I spoke to my aunt yesterday.
So what's going to happen? How long did they suspend the matches for?
Well, they're not sure yet. It's that they did it more for precaution. That they didn't have an end game because it's more about safety. So, so that's that. So,
would your aunt say? Where's your aunt?
My aunt said it's not that Italy has so many more cases. Is that Italy right away 3 or 4 weeks ago when this first became evident, the doctors' offices and hospitals started testing for it several weeks before all the European countries. That's why they have such a high rate of infected patients. She said that within a week or two, France, Portugal, and Spain they started testing several weeks after that. So if you went to the doctor's office, you had a cough.
Really? Wow.
They just said, oh, you have the flu or a common cold. Just take some, you know, just go home and rest up.
Right away.
As soon as anybody started coughing, they started testing. So they have newer, they have more older data, and that's why they have more patients that are infected because they started testing.
Wow. Well, I read a piece. It was scary, too, because it was also the classism. Like, these wealthy people were escaping Italy in private jets.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was on, so Sunday I had an event in Jersey, one of these really fancy catering halls, wedding things. And it was the New Jersey Chefs annual gala. So it's the top 300 chefs in New Jersey, and they have an annual gala. And it was crazy the amount of money they spent. It was a gorgeous event, okay? But as I'm talking to people, this woman's head chef down at one of the casinos at Atlantic City, but she also travels to three other casinos around the world. So she might have been at Macau or Dubai
three days
ago.
Yeah.
And it's all these really
Frightening, man.
Chefs, and I'm going, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be there. And I'm handing, you know, and I'm grabbing glasses of wine, you know, and talking to them about wine, which they don't need to talk. They don't need me there, but we hosted the event. We were one of the vendors there. And I was like, I don't want to be here. I was afraid. So, guys, have fun.
Thank you, my brother. Good stuff. We go to Kyle in Germantown. Let's talk about Carson Wentz load management. Kyle.
Hey, hey.
What's up, Kyle? Explain this to me.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, they do this in the NBA, right, where we have players like Embiid and other different players that have had like this extensive injury history, and they manage game, take nights off, and things of that nature. Now, I know in football you don't have that luxury kind of given the season. However, I'm thinking, or I want to get your thoughts on, what about us giving Carson Wentz's history, if, you know, certain plays like goal line stance and other different plays where they're thinking about maybe punching it in and things of that nature, what if, you know, he's not present for those plays? Things where, you know what I mean, where we can possibly manage that, where you're not putting him in these high-risk type of plays or scenarios and such. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts
about
that.
You know, it's interesting. I agree with you that there's no need to take excessive risk with Wentz. I'm with you. Like, there are times when you go, all right, like, go make a play. You got to go make a play. You have to expose yourself. I get it. But I agree that during the course of a season, with him, you got to be careful. You got to be judicious in what spots you put him in. Listen, the way this league is built, it's such a physical, dangerous league. I agree. I'm with you. Now, when it comes to games, you know, he's going to play. But like, if I'm up, like, to your other point, like, if I'm up big, I'm getting him out. I have no problem getting him out of a game.
I agree. I mean, if we're blowing the team out, and I feel like there's no need to kind of keep him in there. I mean, you know, sometimes when scores start to get run up, you know, opposing players kind of feel a certain type of way about that. And, you know, we'll try to do some damage to the guy. So, you know, I agree. If there's a lead, you know, pull him out.
No, again, it's got to be like there's no way the team's going to come back. But I think it's a very real deal. Very real deal that you got to, you know, just be mindful of it. Now, you know, again, it's all coincidence, right? Like, you know, that hit has nothing to do with him being injury prone. But when you play that position and you play it the way he does, you could be prone to injury.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes he's a gamer, he's a competitor, but sometimes, you know, we want to kind of protect him from himself.
Yeah. I don't want anybody else but him at quarterback. So that's the bottom line, and I agree with you. I think you're right about that, Kyle. Great call, man.
All right.
Thanks,
quick question,
buddy.
Before I go, I have one question. Any way or possibility for the Fanatic knockout? That's still available.
All right, so here's the deal. Will we have something later this week? All right, you got a shot. You can't ask. All right, I'm going to pretend like you didn't ask. All right, and just make sure you're listed in the next few days. All right,
appreciate that, man.
You got it, brother. Take it easy. I wish we could give everybody a knockout.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio. Tune us.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. We didn't have a poll today. We were poll-less. How about that?
I couldn't get creative today. It would have been a yes-no-er.
That's all right. It's no big deal. Poll today would have been brought to you by Marvin E. Cantini and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cans can with the up to 2,800 rebates, federal tax credits, or new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system.
Will Al Horford score 13 points? Yes or no?
I say yes. I say he will.
All right.
I say he will.
I'm sure you'd be in the minority.
Yes. I say yes. I think he will. He'll probably be in the minority. I probably will be.
Oh, he'll finish with 11.
All right, give me that. Frank's call.
Hey, yo, Mikey Arcangelo here. Somebody looking for me or what? Here's what you do, okay? Anthony and Andrew. Now, recollect this. You say, Mikey Arcangelo, defend us in battle. Be our protection from the wickedness and snares of that mook, J.O. bastard, the devil. And we pray that Mikey will rebuke him, and by the power of God, my man, I will thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of our souls. All you got to do is say that. I make some calls, and it's done. Bada bing, bada boom.
Sixers win tonight now.
You think so?
No.
I don't think so.
Lakers still cover.
I think it's a route. I watch because I love the West Coast watch.
Yeah.
But it sucks. We'd be talking a ton of Sixers Lakers today. We'd be all what I hate about the Lakers. And I do, you know, again, that Laker thing. Because the Laker thing is the Cowboy thing. You know that. They're related.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Laker-Cowboy. You know, we've talked about 4-for-4.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Laker-Cowboy people.
It's a fraudulent 4-for-4.
Yeah.
Penguins would be their hockey team.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible thing.
But they like the Yankees. The Yankees is their baseball team.
Right. The Laker-Cowboy thing is real, though. Like, it's even worse than the Yankees and... You know what I mean?
Duke's their college team.
Yes, that's true. The Duke, that's right. You're exactly right about that. All right, Mikey Miss coming up next. You don't want to miss it. That's right. Brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Everybody, have a great, great day. It's going to be beautiful. I know it's rainy, but, you know, enjoy just having the little breeze that spring is in the air. Have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.